Hi, I'm Laura Ruggles, and I'm the art teacher at Central Montcalm Middle High School. And today we're going to be talking about our annual event, our art showcase that happens every year in March.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, my name's Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast, and as you heard, I have Laura Ruggles here, and we're going to talk art. We're going to talk about a show, a showcase that happens at the Central Montcalm High School, Middle School, every year, as she said, in March, but we're going to learn a little bit more about Laura. Laura, thank you so much for stopping by, making the trip here. I first learned of you because you send me an email every year telling me about the art showcase. So before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you. I know that we were talking ahead of time and you said that you are a transplant. You didn't grow up here, but you've been here for a while. Mm-hmm. So can we start by where did you grow up? And let's start from there.
All right. I'd be glad to share that with you. I grew up in Warren initially. And I had an art teacher there named Mrs. Carr, my first grade art teacher, and she inspired me at that young age to become an art teacher. I loved her classroom. I loved the environment. And I never wanted to be an artist. She never said I was a great artist. I just loved being in her classroom. So at that young age, I still have my Dr. Seuss book about me. And on that back page, it says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it says art teacher.
Wow.
So We were in Warren for a bit, then we moved to Troy, and then we moved to Lapeer. And so my high school years were in Lapeer, and I went to Mott Community College at that time for art education. Mm-hmm. Well, they discouraged me. They're like, you don't want to be an art teacher. It's the first thing that gets cut. You need a plan B.
Oh, really?
You need a minor. And I'm like, I don't know what else I want to do. This is it. And they're like, well, then fine. And so I graduated from Mott Community College, and I didn't know where to go. I was the first person in my family to graduate from college. And so they said, just go where they give you the money.
Makes sense.
Right. So I went to Western Michigan University. They gave me a full ride scholarship. And the same thing. They said, you need a minor. Mm. And I'm like, I can't even think of what else I would like to do. And so they're like, fine. So my
I like how you say that. Fine,
whatever. Good luck with your life.
Yep, yep.
And so my major is art education and my minor is drawing. And I'm happy to say that I've been teaching art for 39 years.
Okay, so what year did you start teaching then? What's 39?
1987. Yes.
Okay. And we are here in February of 2026 recording this. I never know where they're going to drop, but I like to tag it with when we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 87.
Yes.
You started, but you didn't start at Central. Where did your career start in regard to art teaching?
Sure. So I subbed a little bit in Lapeer to start out with, and then I applied. I wanted to actually be an elementary art teacher because I'm kind of short, and I thought I'm bigger than the kids, you know, so I have a little bit more control. But the first job that opened up was a middle school job in Lakeville. So this was north of Davison in that area. And so it was a middle school job. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So I got a call from Franz Loma. And he was a former Marine with a gold tooth.
Oh.
And he was just this, he had this great presence about him. And he called me and he said, welcome aboard. And it was my first job. And I loved it. I absolutely loved this position. Unfortunately, this was back in the day when a lot of programming was determined by bond issues. Mm. So the bond issue didn't pass. And so I was laid off and I was devastated.
Yeah, because now they're going back to you needed a plan.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap, they were right. But you stayed with it.
Stayed the course.
So what happened next?
So my next job was at Davison at the middle school there. And I enjoyed that. It was about 8 years or so of that job. But a teacher from Davison took a principal's job at Central Montcalm. Mm. So a few years in, she called me and said, hey, I think you need to apply at Central Montcalm. And we were looking for a change at that point.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
Where's Central Montcalm?
Yeah, I had no idea where Stanton was. None. Like, and the only thing we knew it by was on one of those old Atlas maps that you could buy in the store, Stanton was in the middle of that first page.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, okay, all right, that's interesting. So we drove here. We actually, it was during that storm, that really bad storm. Do you remember that? The straight line winds,
yeah, there's
whatever.
Been a few, but yes.
Yes, we actually stayed in Stanton that evening. But I came in and I interviewed, and it was great because I already had a job. It was actually, this job would have been a pretty big pay cut for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to interview for this job. Mm-hmm. Came in there. I had all these pamphlets made up, and I'm a person that just likes to stand usually when I'm talking. So I stood up in this interview. I passed out all this information. I said, hey, before we start this interview, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me. Open to page one. Okay. And they went through, and they're, because I thought I had nothing to lose, right? So
you got to go out there.
Got to go out there.
Got to go out there.
So the next thing I know, they're like, congratulations, you have this job at Central Montcalm. And I was a middle school teacher at the time. And they're like, oh, by the way, you're going to have one high school class. Hmm. Okay. Which is like a little out there. But it was crazy. Like, we didn't know what to do. Like, we were like, okay, I got this job. My husband was actually working in Flint as an electrician. And we're all like, okay, here we go. Not knowing where we were going at all. Mm-hmm. And we were like, do we live in Stanton? Do we live in Greenville? Do we, like, trying to make these big life decisions? Mm-hmm. Our children were young at the time too, so we were debating what to do. So it was funny, we decided we were going to stay on Clifford Lake in one of the cottages.
Okay.
Just temporarily.
Beautiful area.
Beautiful. We're just going to stay there temporarily until we figure this thing out.
I think I know where this is going.
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. So we are getting ready to sign a contract for a commitment for like 8 months. And there was this giant bottle on this fridge. We were staying at this other cottage. Mm-hmm. It falls off before we sign it. We're like, this is a sign. We're not supposed to sign this. We're going to go house shopping.
Okay.
So we go out and we go to Lake Stanton. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy catching a fish. My husband's like, this is it.
This is
home.
Yeah.
And that was it. We actually...
Stayed there.
Stayed there and got this job at Central Montcalm with no regrets. Absolutely love where I teach.
And what year did you come into Central Montcalm?
It was like 97, 98-ish, okay. Somewhere in there.
So right in that area.
Yeah.
And you've been loving the ride ever since.
Ever since. It's been, we have, like I said, we've had no regrets. We have absolutely loved our community, loved the sense of community with Central Montcalm. It's been a great job.
I love, you know, talking to people that have a passion for what they do, whether they own a business, whether they're part of a nonprofit, or they're a teacher, educator in your case. You knew it when you were in second grade that you wanted to be an art teacher.
Yes.
And you kind of stayed pretty close to that, and you're living your dream.
Yes,
right?
Every day.
Because now you're doing what you always wanted to do. When did the art showcase start coming part of this yearly, I guess I would call it an event now?
Mm-hmm.
So what year did that start, and how did that come about?
Okay, good question. So my first year there, they said, hey, because originally I was going to plan an art show, just a traditional art mm-hmm. show. And the principal at the time said, oh, no. You want to be part of what is called the Ed Showcase, the Education Showcase. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure. She's like, listen, try it out. So
Trust me.
I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I matted all the work. We put it up. Oh, my. There were literally 3,000 people that attended this event.
Okay.
They were shuttling people from the upper elementaries and, like, shuttling people in. Because Central Montcalm isn't that big, mm-hmm. this was crazy.
Okay.
The bands were playing. There were children dancing. There was academic displays. It was this extravaganza like I had never seen before.
Okay.
And it was a lot. But I loved it. And it really allowed the program to grow because this was my first year there. So people mm-hmm. were able to see the kind of work that I was able to get. And at that time, too, we had an elementary program. So we combined our resources and provided this opportunity. So every year, crazy. Mm-hmm. Somehow I kind of became in charge of it.
Well, I know how that happens.
Right?
All of a sudden, you're a warm body and you show some interest and they go, it's yours.
Yes, which I loved.
Yep.
But it was a lot to be in charge of all of that. So COVID, right, shows up. And that was right before, that was a week before the art show that year.
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
Ooh.
And people were texting, sorry for your loss. I mean, people were just so devastated.
Well, nobody knew what to do.
Right.
Nobody. We hadn't ever had anything like that before. So, yeah, we had to kind of do a plan B. My wife and I were in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it's vivid, right?
We got there and everything was fine. And 2 days into 3 days, all of a sudden, the condo that we were at had lights on every floor. As the week went on, it was like six lights on. And we're looking at each other going, and things started closing around us. So
it changed everything.
I can kind of feel your pain in that. So you got through COVID.
Got through COVID, and we had like an in-house show, so students could still appreciate the artwork that was made. But of course, we didn't have the public. Mm-hmm. People still weren't gathering for a little while. Well, when we were ready to go back, they wondered about the Edge Showcase. And I said, I would like to still do the art show. But at this time, I don't think I'm prepared to come back and do all of this. Mm-hmm. But I would love to do an art show. And traditionally, the Edge Showcase was on Thursday. And it was a very difficult thing to do, is to put on the extravaganza and then come back and teach the next day.
On Friday. Yep.
And there was actually one of my very first years, I never oversleep. I'm a person that gets up at 4 a.m. and ready to, I overslept that first one. And nobody was worried about me. They're like, she's exhausted. Just let her sleep. We'll cover her classes, yeah, you know.
She's got a pass this year.
Yes, yes. And so then when it came back, they said, well, I said, I really want it on a Friday. And I want just an... Is anybody going to show up for an art show on a Friday? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they come to sporting events on a Friday. Why wouldn't they come to it? All right, we're going to try it. Mm-hmm. And so the first art show back, I went to Denver originally. My son used to live in Denver, and they had a selfie museum. Mm-hmm. So my first theme art show was a selfie museum.
Okay.
And we had a really good turnout on this Friday, believe it or not. And people came in. It was probably a couple, 300, nothing like the 3,000, of course, but it was very well attended for an event.
And coming out of COVID,
exactly,
you know, it took a while to build things up, but you had people.
I had people, and I had a good, like, enough to justify doing it on a Friday again.
Yep.
So the next year, I actually went to Denver again, and I went to Meow Wolf. I don't know if you're familiar with Meow Wolf. It's a museum for wayward, crazy artists.
Okay.
And you go in there and you're like, what is this? And you're just overwhelmed by the weirdness of it. And your brain is trying to put together a story about it.
Welcome to the creative world of artists.
Yes. And so I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to do Hornet Wolf. So the next year was this crazy. Mm-hmm. People were like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know, right? You don't get it, right? And it was all like crazy, weird, fun art. Mm-hmm. So I started this kind of pattern of themes art show. And more and more people were coming, you know. So over the last couple of years, we've had a great crowd, and it's fun and it's chaotic. And I had last year about 40 kids volunteer to be part of the extravaganza, you know. So it's really built up, and it's a really exciting event.
Speaking of that, because I know you reached out to me, mm-hmm. and I'm at the Career Center, you invite basically any school that wants to mm-hmm. be, how do they become part of it? So if they don't go, I mean, if they go to Central, it's pretty obvious who they talk to.
Right.
But if somebody is watching this in the future, or even, because I will put it out, because your event coming up is March 13th of 2026. So the best thing to do is, if you catch this later, it's always in March. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the Facebook page for Central.
Which
what is that?
Central Montcalm Middle High School.
Okay.
So they have so that will be advertised there. Also, if you needed to get a hold of me, you could get a hold of me through the school as well.
Okay. So it's not just Central Montcalm.
No.
I mean, so you're growing it outside of your normal.
Yes.
Do you get many people from other schools?
I reach out kind of again with that theme, And then the people that are willing to kind of tie into that theme. So this year we have like 4-H and Scouts. We have the library usually participates anyways. And we have the fiber friends from the library. So the people that like to knit and crochet, they show up and they just kind of mesh with the theme of the year. But we are open to anybody kind of coming in. It's not a fundraiser event. It's a nonprofit event. You know, people just come in to kind of celebrate.
Show off their artwork. Are they given like a 10 by 10 booth or an 8 by 10 booth?
Whatever they want.
No, I mean, but are do you hold this like in your gym or is it down the hallways?
Okay, so for example, the Career Center comes. So we ask them, because they have a lot of really great works of art and just a variety of displays. So they've asked for like several kind of cafeteria tables. Mm-hmm. So we set that up for them. So when you come into our school, it's our commons, which is our cafeteria area. So we have that open space for those exhibits if they want.
Yep.
So this year's theme is going to be this camping, hiking, camp wanna be a hornet. So as you come into the commons, it's this, we've lowered the ceiling with like blue to make it look like a sky. We've got kids constructing clouds.
Okay.
There's going to be a Bob Ross section. You know, so this is kind of this fun daylight hiking.
Yep. Yep.
And then as you go down, there's going to be the wetlands. So there'll be so if your organization would better fit into the wetlands area, you are welcome to hang out there.
Okay.
And then also our learning center, which used to be our old library, is going to be a campground. So the fiber friends in the library are going to be sitting around a fire, and they're going to be telling stories and knitting and crocheting kind of in that. So sometimes they move around depending on where it would best fit their organization.
Okay.
We're very open.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's so fun.
You know, and it's like, oh, you're giving me ideas. You're giving me ideas that when we're done with this, I'll run a couple of those ideas by
Love
you.
Love that.
So you've got this event, it's yearly, and it's basically been going on since you started there.
Yeah.
The name might have changed,
yes,
but the event itself, other than now you're doing more themes, is just open to the public. And, you know, coming out of COVID, you said there was 300. On average, you get a few hundred or 1,000 people.
I'd say around 500 or 600.
And that's a really
good... It's a great event. Yes,
that's a really good turnout and a place for people to really share their talents.
Yes,
is this open to? It's student based mainly,
or yes.
Well, you said like the library and that comes in, so you do have some adults that are part of this thing too. Can they show off their artwork if they want?
We've got, you know, we've talked about that. We don't necessarily, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But we're not opposed to that either. So I don't know if it'll happen. And I had a student, because of the outdoor theme, she asked if her dad could bring in some like taxidermy displays.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm very
open.
Bring in
that moose.
Bring it in. Yes, yes, yes. Add it to the plaster giant bear that is hanging out in the commons right now.
And there's a story behind that. But you need to ask Laura the question about the bear, because we're not going to go into it here.
Yeah. Come to the show.
Come to the show and say, what happened to the bear?
Yes, yes.
And you will be happy to share that story.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to leave a little teaser out there.
Yes.
So once again, how does somebody find you?
All right, so the best way is probably through the Central Montcalm Facebook page.
Okay.
And through the office there, if you wanted to call me and get a hold of me there, and the school email as well would be another
Central way. Central Montcalm page is the, what was the page again?
Central Montcalm Middle High School.
High School. Okay.
Yes.
So anybody out there listening that wants to know this, or they're catching this in the future, get on the Facebook page, ask the question, you know, it's in March, what day in March?
Yes.
And, you know, come out and do that. I know that when I reached out to you, you went, yay, you know, I'll come in, I'll talk.
Yeah.
But now that I'm at that point where we're wrapping this up, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to leave people with, either about your show or about what, you know, the things that are happening in your world?
Okay, my world. I think I would encourage people, no matter when this, you know, whenever they stumble across this, is that it's a family-friendly event. Like, we don't want just Central Montcalm students. We want to celebrate the visual arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come in, there's a lot of activities. So we have scavenger hunts. And this year you can earn badges.
Ooh.
So for example, if you paint a picture and have it signed by our Bob Ross, you earn your Bob Ross badge.
Okay.
If you talk to our Hope Squad members, you earn your first aid badge. You know, so there's opportunities for you to like work your way through the art show in a really fun way.
Okay.
So it's an event. It's not just an art show. It's an experience.
Okay. Opportunity for people. And again, thank you for stopping by. You can catch the Discover Montcalm podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com, on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. Go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com, catch the RSS feed, put it in your favorite podcast browser and catch all the episodes. Or catch us on Facebook. Follow the page. Every time I drop one, which is weekly, you will find it. It will be there, and it's all about Montcalm County. And we're taking a little shift here in the future through the Discover Montcalm podcast to talk about our Chatting Local, where we go outside the county and talk to some pretty cool people. So we're kind of doing two podcasts all within one, but for the most part, it's all about Montcalm County. So if you have a story, you have a business, you've lived here all your life, or you just moved here and you've got something you'd like to share, get in touch with me at 231-250-9624 or reach out to me through discovermontcalmpodcast.com. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.